WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Severe storm striking the south, at least 28 dead across Missouri, Texas, and Arkansas, where Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders surveyed the damage.
It's one thing to see pictures and videos. It's a whole other world when you see it up close and personal. And, you know, it's hard to look at this level of devastation and not be heartbroken.
Meanwhile, a state of emergency declared in 12 Oklahoma counties after wildfires caused major destruction Friday. About 170,000 acres across the state were engulfed in fast-moving fires. Officials confirming to ABC News that the U.S. military struck dozens of Houthi targets in Yemen, killing at least nine, according to the country's Ministry of Health. The federal judge, one of them saying that he's considering issuing a wide-ranging order that would prevent the Trump administration from deporting non-citizens under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, that act not used since World War II when it was used to detain Japanese Americans. This is ABC News. Talk that the last living American hostage in Gaza may soon go free. Hamas saying it will release Eden Alexander after more than 500 days in captivity as part of a deal. But ABC News foreign correspondent Patrick Reivel saying that the White House has a different plan.
Calling it a bridge proposal which would extend the current phase of the ceasefire in Gaza through to mid-April and also allow aid to go into Gaza. In exchange, Hamas is supposed to release more hostages. And basically, Trump's envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, yesterday warned Hamas, saying it was making a bad bet that time is on its side, and saying that there is a deadline for Hamas to respond positively to the White House's current ceasefire proposal, and saying that the U.S. will respond accordingly if that deadline passes.
Houston, we have liftoff.
3, 2, 1.
The SpaceX Endurance capsule taking off from Cape Canaveral Friday, taking a new crew to the International Space Station for a swap that will finally bring two astronauts up there back home. Dave Packer, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For locally hand-blowing glass, there's 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Let's kick off this Saturday night with a double dip of some Blame It on Kane. This is their latest one. It's called Stay. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, it's 10 p.m. on Friday night and time to have some fun. The music's playing, drinks up on, good times for everyone. I can see you staring at me with a warning eye. Well, I can still remember our secret starry night. And I said, stay away, stay away, stay away. Everybody buys around. Snake by square roll, check your hands. Set to get the pound. I can feel you staring at me from across the room. I told you once, I told you twice that you will not approve. And I said, stay. Stay away. Stay away.
his own. Spent too much time with the boys who look for anyone. I can feel you sitting there waiting for a sign. You're not the best of us, confess my weak old cherry pie. And I said, stay.
We are local music. That is Blame It on Kane and Atuna. Their latest release before that was Stay. Blame It on Kane from Milwaukee. But they're coming to Madison March 29th. They're playing at Cargo Coffee East with Dog Balls.
That's going to be an acoustic show, Jimmy. That,
yeah, you know, when a lot, Blame It on Kane do a lot of acoustic shows.
They do.
They do a really good job.
They have an acoustic album.
They do, yes. They've played Beer Rock a couple of times acoustic, and they're awesome. Hey, everybody, how you doing? You're awesome. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio this evening. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, broadcasting live from the WMDX studios in Madison, Wisconsin, across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, today is a good day in Wisconsin.
I bet you it's because the Badgers won.
Oh, yes. Not only did we win, but we won the semifinal. For the right to move on to play for the championship for the tournament, Big Ten tournament tomorrow. Badgers beat Michigan State. It's always nice to beat Tom Izzo, 77-74 Badgers. Michigan, the Wolverines, they beat Maryland today in a crazy game, if you watch that. So tomorrow, 2:30, Wisconsin, Michigan for the Big Ten championship
tournament championship. Rocker, I am glowing with glee over this.
Is this part of like March Madness?
Well, yeah. This is the Big Ten tournament, and then Sunday is Selection Sunday, and then the big dances starts on Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
Okay.
So you're not a big basketball fan, which surprises me.
Not really. I like basketball maybe when it's towards all the finals. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, I'm an NFL nut and fantasy football player, and so just keeping up with that is quite a bit, you know?
You do like 9 fantasy football teams, don't you?
No, not that many. Only a few, but either way, there's a lot of players in the league and, you know, change. And, I mean, this is even a big time of the season. You know, NFL draft is around the corner.
It's in Green Bay this year, dude.
That's right.
You should go and report live from it.
Yes, I should, Jimmy.
It'd be a lot of fun. All right, so that's our sports talk for the evening. We're unplugged from that. We're unplugged from politics. Rocker, let's plug into some local music. We got a killer show for tonight for the people. What's coming up?
Wow, new music, interviews, and even live performance tonight, Jimmy. Atwood Music Hall and Burr Oak owner Toffer Christensen is going to be in to tell us all about the brand new venue that's going to be opening here in Madison in June. M. Shays, that's Maggie Shays. Her new album release is at the Crystal Corner on April 5th, and we're going to hear about that and maybe even hear a new song tonight. And Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, they are here tonight performing live, interviewing, telling us about Mama Cares and a bunch of other cool things that are going on with them. There's a lot. And then later on tonight, the BAMMIES, Green Bay Area Music Awards. Now, the Tarleton Knight appeared on the Mino and the Mayor show up at our brothers up there.
WGBW.
And Terry Barr put together this like kind of great story with clips from that interview to kind of like, you know, talk about the BAMMIES, the Bay Area Music Awards, which is kind of like, you know, similar to the Wisconsin area music industry and, of course, Madison Area Music Association down here. And so it's in there in their second year.
And I'm going to have some music from Northeast Wisconsin in that hour, in the 9 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
Got that ready for you. We got Rob Roberts at 10 o'clock with After Hours. We'd love for you to be part of the show as well. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. It's really the best way to go. Music on the way in the immediate future from Dusty Bow. We'll do some Genevieve Hayward in just a couple of minutes. And what does Genevieve Hayward, Rocker, and The Big Payback have in common?
Other than I want to say the Respect show.
Yes. You nailed it. 10 points for Rocker. The 7th annual Respect, the Celebration of Women. It's happening at the Majestic Theater. Rocker, this lineup is absolutely amazing. And it's local artists, women artists, paying tribute to their favorite artist.
Mama T from Purple People Brothers Band.
Doing Chaka Khan.
She's going to be doing some.
Yeah.
See, Jimmy, I may not know the Badgers basketball, but I do know music.
You do. Lil Marie, Raquel Ailman doing Madonna. That's going to be pretty cool. Candace Griffin doing Stevie Nicks. Also, Katie Crass, Nico Murphy, Molly Fish. And this is all Cassidy Lund doing Ella Fitzgerald. That looks really cool. And Liz, is it Flag? Rocker, am I saying that right?
Oh, I'm not looking at the spelling, Jimmy.
Doing Shania Twain. So, and it's all backed by the music of The Big Payback.
That's right.
Which is really cool. Let's do The Big Payback right now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick. Start running fast. But we never ran. We just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds. Trying to
originally from Sturgeon Bay, now in Nashville on Max Inc. Radio. She's paying tribute to Brandi Carlile at the 7th Annual Respect Celebration of Women. That's at the Majestic Theater on March 29th. Also performing that night is Candace Griffin, doing one of my favorite artists from the 70s, Stevie Nicks. Here's her single, Blame It On You.
I couldn't sleep, so I slept in. So I called in today. Probably fire me, but I don't really care. Cause shit always happens and it's not fair. Car got a flat tire again today. Figure out what this life really is, what it's all.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music ready. That is Dusty Bow. They're playing Dusty Bow's at Burr Oak on March 19th. How about that? You might want to get your advance tickets right now at burroakmadison.com. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, original local music from Wisconsin is what we're doing. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Topher Christensen is here from the Burr Oak. Also, the brand new music venue on Atwood Avenue here in Madison called Atwood Music Hall. Very exciting. The initial lineup for that venue is fantastic. We'll talk all about that. Of course, I will probably bring up the Rocker Jamboree, too. That's happening Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak as well. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Also sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. It's tournament time right now. There's no better place to go watch tournament basketball than at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Get some good food, some great beer, 1617 North Stoughton Road, or online. Get all the details at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, 4 locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With 3 Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over. Now.
Herbal Aspect.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advanced tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Maxique on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the shows, you want to go back and relive it, relive all the cool interviews live in the layers, is available for you right now on the podcast page. Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. While you're there, Rocker, be sure to grab that Civic Media app and take us everywhere you go.
Jimmy, the Atwood Music Hall is an upscale venue opening on the east side of Madison in June 2025, and it will showcase the performing arts and host private events while also serving as a community space for gathering, learning, and teaching. The music lineup for June already looks amazing, and the grand opening features a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield. Here to tell us all about this new venue coming to town is Topher Christensen. Topher, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Great to see you tonight, man.
Appreciate it.
Now, you are also the of the Burr Oak. You're behind the Burr Oak here in Madison. And we're going to have the Rocker Jamboree at your place, the Burr Oak. We're really excited for this show.
Yeah, we're excited to host it. Glad we could do it. We're looking forward to it.
I got to tell you, too, if you're in a band out there looking to book a show, booking with you, Topher, was super easy.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, I came to you with some date options. Here's what I want to do. You gave us a date, and away we went. It was seamless, man.
I do my best. I try to manage the load of emails that come in daily. So I know. I gave you some priority, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, that brings us, Topher, to your background. We were just kind of talking that, well, you've been kind of booking bands for some time now. Before
I've been booking the bands, Baroque. Yeah, half my life already. I started in grad school in New York City. Booking bands. I don't know if you want to get in my history already.
Well, you were telling us you worked for Live Nation in the Orpheum Theater here, yeah, for a little while.
For a hot minute, I worked for Live Nation and booked the Orpheum, but I started booking bands right out of grad school in about 2001 in New York City. I worked for a company called Blue Note Entertainment Group.
Oh, okay, sure.
Blue Note Jazz Club and B.B. King Blues Club, and then we opened the Highline Ballroom in New York City and the Howard Theater in D.C., and I was... You know, I started, you know, as a grunt, and I worked my way up to the top, and, you know, I was booking all the bands by the time I left and started my own company. So I was doing it for over 10 years, and then I left and started T Presents, and then I moved back to Madison and started booking shows around the country out of my house in Madison, and was trying to figure out, how do I get more shows into this town because I live here and this is where I'm from.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was able to figure out a way to bring some small national acts into the Burr Oak because it had just opened and they weren't doing a whole lot of that. And it seemed to work and it was a great space. And they invited me to come in and become a partner. And so that's what I did.
You know, a good promoter is key. Especially to bigger shows and stuff like that. And someone who knows what's going on all sides, like the venue, what's going on with the bands and whatever, you know, what's some keys to success that you could maybe offer to some new up and coming people that want to get into that business?
It's really a relationship business. And so I had spent over 10 years in New York City building relationships and booking shows in 1,000-person venues, you know, for a decade. And so I had those relationships already. So when I moved back to Madison, I was trying to book a 130 capacity venue in the Burr Oak, which wasn't the Burr Oak yet. You know, it wasn't super difficult. It was just, you know, was it going to work? You know, there wasn't really a spot in town where people could come and do listening shows and like sit down kind of adult contemporary stuff. And I thought, you know, there's a void for that here. Let me try it at the Burr Oak and it or the Winnebago or the venue on Winnebago, which is what it was called. And it seemed to work. And so I became a partner. And then like we talked about earlier, COVID happened. And so we kind of shut down for a bit. And then when we could open back up as the Burr Oak with, you know, the new branding, it seemed to work. And now we're a national stop for tons of tours. So,
That's a amazing. Great story.
Yeah.
You know, before we hear about the mission and great programs that you're pioneering, tell us about the venue, the Atwood Music Hall.
Yeah, the Atwood Music Hall.
Stage, the sound. Sure. It looks pretty big in the pictures.
The building is over 90 years old. It was built for the Madison Gospel Tabernacle, which was a church.
Oh, wow.
So originally it was a church. They put 1,000 people in there in pews to do church services. No, it was a church. And this is before there was amplification. So you'd have a preacher up on stage preaching to thousands of people.
Yeah.
You'd have a choir in the choir loft in the back singing. And it has great acoustics because that's what it was built for. It was built for gathering, it was built for speaking and singing.
Wow.
And so we're kind of like taking that history and, you know, updating it for the present times and putting in a great sound system and putting in state-of-the-art, you know, lights and video. And we extended the balcony so that there's great sight lines and great seats upstairs. And it has this really dramatic ceiling. It's called a lamella roof structure. And you look up at the ceiling and you see these diamonds and it's a clear span roof. And it's just a beautiful kind of majestic space. And we're really looking forward to bringing shows and events into the space in June.
So, like, what's the capacity going to be there?
Yeah, so when we do a fully seated show, it'll be about 375 people. And when we do a standing show with the floor open, it'll be close to 700.
Was Tuesday Night Room relatively easy compared to, like, your other newer or build-out type venues?
We're not quite to that point yet. Like, the PA's not in, so we haven't tuned it yet.
Gotcha.
But we feel good about when we put it in.
The natural acoustics are there already.
The natural acoustics are there.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Wow. How long did the rebuild take?
We're still at it. We started in in November and we'll finish in May. So, just in time to open in June.
Just in time to open in June. Well, tell us about the Atwood Music Hall's mission. I mean, this is more than just a concert venue. You're aiming to tackle racial and socioeconomic issues with the arts.
So, yeah, I'm from Madison. I grew up in that neighborhood. So it was really important to me when I was opening a new larger venue than the Burr Oak to figure out how I could use it to benefit the community and benefit the art scene. You know, when you get a music venue of this size, there's only so many bands that could fill a room that size. So inevitably you have a lot of nights that are dark. You're not using the space. And so I thought, how can I utilize the space when we don't have a show? What can I do to help my community and kids in the community from where I grew up? And so we came up with two initiatives. One is the Students of Live program that we've started with the Goodman Center Loft program. And it's going to bring a handful of high school kids, probably from East, where I went, and La Follette, on Monday nights during the school year to the venue. And we're going to teach them about the live music industry. So the ins and outs from everything from booking to marketing to running a show to being a production person.
Wow.
That's great.
So they'll learn, you know, from the beginning to the end of how a show works. And, you know, the thought behind that is let's get some kids exposed to the live music industry that wouldn't have that opportunity before in the hopes that maybe they'll want to enter the industry in the future. Because if you look at my industry, quite frankly, just a lot of old white guys, you know, and we need diversity within the live music industry. And that's kind of the intention of this program.
If somebody wants to get signed up, is there? Do you have to sign up?
You have to be part of the Loft program at Goodman Center.
Okay.
So they'll choose the kids out of that program that want to be a part of this. And it's going to be a handful of semesters. It's not a huge program. So it's very kind of one-on-one teaching. And the second thing I'm doing too is I really wanted to help nonprofits within the community. And so once a month, I'm just giving away the space to a nonprofit so that they can use it for a fundraiser or a meeting or, any kind of way that benefits, their organization. And so the first one we're doing is the Mamas. And so that's the first one in June.
Yep, I was just getting ready to say that. Yep. The first one you're doing is the Mama. Dana Perry was talking to me about that.
Yep.
I thought that was a really cool thing. Once a month.
Once a month. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you have any other programs that are community based like that? Or
Those are the two that I'm doing
right now. Those are the two big ones.
Those are
actually quite huge and really pioneering. I'm not sure if I've heard of any programs like that.
I don't know any venues around the country doing this, to be honest with you. I tell people we're a for-profit business, but we kind of have a nonprofit mindset.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just wanted to do something different.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the grand opening on June 13th, featuring a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield. The show benefits the legendary community-supported radio station, WORT. And on a side note, your other club, the Burr Oak, is a sponsor of the Clyde Stubblefield stage at Atwood Fest.
Get the drummer song.
What does that mean for you to have like a tribute to the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, to start this venue's history?
Yeah, I really wanted the first run of shows at the Atwood to really pay tribute to the Madison musical history and the Madison music scene. And if you look at all the shows we've booked, minus maybe two, they're all Madison bands or bands that started in Madison and went elsewhere, or people that really influenced the Madison music scene. And if you think about the characters in Madison in the music space, Clyde's probably the biggest guy. Clyde and Luther, right?
Yeah.
It's Clyde and Luther.
Yeah.
Right? And so we really wanted to start with Clyde. And
wow.
I didn't think about the fact that we sponsored that stage at Atwood Fest, to be honest with you, but I really wanted to have a tribute to him, and we put together a really great lineup, and it's really fitting that it benefits WORT, and I think it's a great way to kick off the venue. So,
wow. I know. I've seen some pretty crazy things that you put on your live music schedule.
Yep.
Tell us about some of the highlights from your June All-Star lineup. I saw Tony Brown.
Yeah,
Natty Nation.
I got Tony Brown to come back and play with Natty Nation. We want to do a big kind of reggae blowout night. That'll be super fun. I wanted to kind of pay tribute to Chris Farley too. So the second night we have his brother coming in and kind of doing a Q&A and kind of just a talk about what it was like to grow up in Madison with Chris.
crazy.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
It was probably crazy.
Absolutely
it would be a crazy show.
Oh, wow.
A big deal show for me that I really appreciate is Rainer Maria on June 26th.
Yeah.
They're a band that started at the UW. I think they worked at a record store on State Street here, some of them, and then they moved to Brooklyn and kind of became this big indie emo band.
Yeah.
They haven't played a show in I couldn't tell you how long, and I don't think they've been back to Madison in like 20 years.
Wow.
So that's kind of a big one. And then another big reunion show, we have Spooner doing their 50th reunion.
I saw that.
Which is, whoever thought they would even come back and play together.
Who's in Spooner, Rocker?
That would be Butch Vig.
And Duke from Garbage
and
as well.
And Duke from Garbage.
And a funny side note story on them, they actually played this room in the late 70s when it was the Freedom House.
Wow.
And they told me, for the CC Riders, it's a crazy story, and maybe we'll record it one day and put it online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, that's amazing.
We've got a lot of great stuff coming in June, and all the shows for the most part are Madison bands or pay tribute to Madison history. So
if we wanted to get booked at the Atwood Music Hall, or if we wanted to see the lineup, how do we do that?
Yeah, you can go to our website at www.atwoodmusichall.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. In terms of booking, I would say if you want to play the Atwood Music Hall, you probably need to play the Baroque first. Just to show us you can sell the tickets.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Kind of the proving ground. So the Atwood kind of fills the space between the Baroque and the Barrymore. So if you can sell out the Baroque, come play the Atwood. You can sell out the Atwood, go play the Barrymore, and there you go.
It's like a video game. You got to earn your way up,
We're like the hierarchy of independent music venues in Madison now, so.
That's awesome. And you are, we didn't even touch about that, but you guys are, you're independent, it's your business, and of course, whoever else you work with, great job.
Yep,
and we're very excited about the Atwood Music Hall. The Burr Oak has been wonderful, and thank you so much for coming in tonight, telling us the story.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. So Automatic Lover, have you seen these guys live yet? I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're awesome. They're going to be playing at the Atwood Music Hall for the Mamas Ball on June 15th. And that's going to be pretty cool. They're also going to be at the Red Rooster soon. Here is Automatic Lover and Helena's Max Inc. on Civic Media. That's Automatic Lover, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Topher Christensen for coming in today. Tell us about the brand new venue here in Madison called the Atwood Music Hall. It's right on Atwood Avenue, 1900 block, I think. Check it out online. And the June lineup is off the hook. It's absolutely awesome, especially the opening night with the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars tribute band. That's going to be really cool. Atwood Music Hall here in Madison. Also check out the Burr Oak. Hope to see you there on May 4th for the Rocker Jamboree. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr will be in later on. Coming up, we got a double dip of the Delta Routine. They got a big show, an anniversary. We'll tell you all about that. Plus, M. Shays next hour. She has brand new music coming out. And I'm looking forward to seeing M. Shays too. She's awesome. She's up for a few mamas too. And we'll have information for you about the Madison Area Music Association, the Mama Awards. That's coming up very soon. First round of voting is available right now for you. So check that out at themamas.org. Let's do some Parker Barrel. We'll do some Eddie 8 Dynamite. I love this band. They were at Atwood Fest last year. This song is called Peace, Love, Rock and Rollin'. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Town, town, singing songs like that you pop the gypsy.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. At least 28 lives lost from a line of intense storms that caused 24 twisters across the Midwest. The recovery of bodies continues in Missouri. The death toll there, 12. In Arkansas, where 3 were killed, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is hoping that number won't rise.
We have around 20 injuries that we're watching closely, and hopeful that those will be the only confirmed fatalities from the storms that we experienced last night.
U.S. airstrikes in Yemen have claimed 9 lives, according to that country's health minister. President Trump ordered the strikes to deter Houthi rebels from attacking shipping in the Red Sea. The Houthis say their goal is to get Israel to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel killed 9 people in Gaza airstrikes today. Hamas says it will release an American Israeli hostage and the bodies of 4 other hostages only if Israel implements their ceasefire agreement. This is ABC News.